You probably know of SACE, the after-school youth program that says it unfolds lives through art. This year, they're graduating 18 seniors, and as Artistic Executive Director John Inahosa says, it's coming soon.
On Friday, May 2nd, which is the first Friday here in the Southtown Arts District, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Graduates' art output will be showcased for all to see.
There'll be films and digital imaging. Additionally, we have our youth theater program, which is called Alas Performing. And then there'll be a lot of visual arts, because the visual arts high school students is the largest group of students graduating. And so people can see paintings and sculpture.
Now, you've got a 100% graduation rate with all your students in the past. Talked about
that. Yeah, and again, this year as well, we're really proud. This is the 11th year that 100% of our seniors are graduating from high school. And more importantly, 100% again in 11 years are going on to colleges.
Now, it's not y'all's objective to make sure that all your graduates end up being artists, right?
It isn't. And in fact, we have students across the country doing a variety of different focus areas.
Now, how do young people qualify to come to SACE?
We're tuition free, so we don't charge anything for our programs, but it is a competitive process. You have to apply. There's a requirement in hours as part of being in our program. There's a requirement of being a positive influence in the studios that they're in.
For more on the SACE program, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.